No, I was heading out for this meeting, and I was going to get gas, and I was going to get the car washed because I've got the unlimited car wash thing, so I can afford to get it washed on stupid days where it's a sloppy. Car's all dirty now, but I just wanted to get the snow washed off of it. And so I was on my way there, and I was fuddling, putting on my gloves because I was coming up to the gas station, and lights go on behind me, and I pull over, and he says, you know, I pulled you over. You know, the typical wide, I pulled you over. I said, I really don't. And he said, you were doing a 50 and a 40. And I'm like, okay. I had no idea. You know, I can't say I was or wasn't. I'm sure if he said I was, I must have been right. Oops. I don't. I'm going to bring up the camera and look at the circumstances when I get parked, get home. But it doesn't really matter. It's neither here nor there. And, so he asked for all my information, and my work did come up. You know, I found an opportunity to throw it in there. He asked, so I threw it in there. But it didn't buy me anything in Madison Heights, let me tell you. And, well, I mean, I guess it did. So he comes, and then he goes, this proof insurance is expired. And I said, oh, I'm sure I've got the other one here. And I go, and I've got it on my phone. And he says, no, don't worry about it. I go, okay. So I figure he's going to let that, you know, slide just. And then he comes back. He says, I just wrote you for no proof of insurance. He says, you go prove you have it within 14 days, and it'll only be $25, you know, instead of writing you up for the 50 and a 40. And I'm like, all right. So thanks for $25, I guess, for not charging me for the 50. I guess I should be thankful, and, you know, I don't know. So that's what happened. So I guess it's not a ticket, it's a citation.